Message number 15. Conversion. Sunday, November 21, 2010 at 01:30. Today, my daughter, I bring a message of hope and peace to all of my children who may feel that these messages have represented fear. Know that for even those of you who find it difficult to believe in me, my eternal Father and the Holy Spirit, you must not worry. Many of you, my dear children, want to believe, but because of your reasoning and logic, where you evaluate all things based on rational thinking, you will find it hard to believe in the supernatural. Fear not. By praying even just once a day and asking my Sacred Heart to pour out my love on you, you will very soon feel differently. Many of you, those who are vague in your beliefs, envy others with a deep faith. You must understand that I love all of you. Like a parent, each of you holds a deep and special place in my heart. You must never feel you are not worthy of my love. Did I not love you to such an extent that I willingly give up my life for you in the hope that you would be given a second chance to come back to me? Children, you will always be pushed aside by others for expressing a belief in your divine Creator. When this happens, remember that this is something that man must suffer on this earth for their love for me. Never let this belief in me, your divine Savior, fade or be hidden from those who will look at you with pity. Yes, many of my children, influenced by human reasoning and logic, deliberately placed in their closed souls, will question your beliefs. To insult you further, they will be embarrassed by your faith, and while they will not publicly admit it, they feel a curious jealousy. This jealousy springs from the certainty that dawns on them that inside their souls there is emptiness. No matter how hard they look inwards, they cannot understand why this is the case. Meanwhile, you, the believer, will undergo humiliation through the embarrassed eyes of onlookers with a weak faith or none at all. Never be afraid or embarrassed to own up to the love you have in your hearts for my eternal Father. Be open about your faith. Wear your love proudly for me, for all to see. By doing so, you are leading by example. Never try too hard to impose through logical reasoning your beliefs to non-believers in an aggressive manner. Instead, show your brothers and sisters love and support, even though you know they need guidance. When they see the forthright manner in which you voice your love for me openly and with joy in your heart, they will begin to wonder. By leading others through the example of love, respect, and good deeds, they will be drawn towards the light. Many won't understand why at first. But in time, and especially by the power of your prayers, they will walk towards me. I urge you all to pray for the conversion of all souls. This includes those people known to you personally whom you feel are in need of prayers for difficulties they encounter in this life. Pray too for the conversion of those poor children lost to me through the darkness which blinds them to the truth. Pray especially with compassion and love for those who follow actively the path of the deceiver. They more than anyone else need your prayers. Make known to all you come in contact with details as to how each of them can be redeemed even at the moment of death by reciting the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. Please give this to everyone who will listen. Urge them if you dare to read it, and remember, because if you do and they do recite it in their last few breaths, they can and will be saved by me. Never be ashamed of the crosses you wear. Never feel insulted when non-believers laugh or poke fun at you when you pray. Never be ashamed of the crosses you wear for protection. Do not hide these symbols of the love you hold for me, your divine Savior, my eternal Father, or the Holy Spirit. By proudly wearing these badges of holy honor, you will lead others towards me. Despite outward scorn you may experience from these people, inwardly they envy you for your faith. Many of these observers feel a hollow emptiness inside due to their lack of faith. Prayer, my children, can help me win over their souls. Say this, pray for them. My dear Lord, I hold out my arms to ask you to take my beloved brother, sister into your tender arms. Bless them with your sacred blood and give them the grace needed to allow them to receive the Spirit of your love to lead them into eternal salvation. When you, my believers, are openly challenged by others about your faith, first say this: I am a follower of Christ who suffered death at the hands of non-believers. Because of that, as a follower of Christ, I will always suffer indignity because of my love for him from others. That is the cross I bear, and am proud of this fact. He, my Savior, died not just for my sins but for yours. When they proudly boast of the fact they are agnostic or atheists, tell them this. Ask them if they will feel different when their life on this earth draws to a close. Then give them this advice. On your deathbed, remember this prayer of the Divine Mercy even if you are still unsure. Open your hearts and ask my Eternal Father to forgive them. Remember my promise. As judge as well as your Savior, I will forgive, right up to each of my children's last breath on this earth. Tell them to pray hard so that they can open their hearts just once. Prayer leads all my children closer to my kingdom on earth when heaven and earth will merge as one. The power of prayer will only be truly understood when my children open their hearts and call out. Ask, and if it is God's will, your prayers will be answered. Never deny your children the sacrament of baptism. Lastly, pray for the little children, your sons and daughters, and the youth in the world. Each of them deserve to be shown the truth. They were not shown the truth of God's love or given guidance by their parents due to the spiritual darkness which has existed on earth over the last 2 decades. Even if your own faith is weak, do not shirk your duty as parents to give them access to the sacraments, especially baptism. Never take it upon yourself to deny this most important sacrament to your own child. Many parents who proudly stand firm as they shout about their views of disbelief are damaging their children's souls. Give your children the gift of the sacraments. In time they will either thank you for this or deny me. That will be up to them. Deny me if you must, but do not steal the souls of my children. You may be their parents on earth, but they are the children of my eternal Father, the Creator and Maker of all things. Do not try to take them into the darkness with you. Remember again that despite your own beliefs, I love you all. Your divine Savior and Judge, Jesus Christ, Son of the Eternal Father.